This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gopher men's basketball, it's just going to be a tough season. Chatting with Henry Lake in the last hour, you can hear Henry's analysis. He follows him so closely, knows Ben Johnson really well. You can listen to it on WCCORadio.com. Look on the podcast page. But I tell you what, it is going to be a tough season for this team. Ben Johnson and the Maroon and Gold in Bloomington, Indiana to face the Hoosiers. Minnesota fell behind off the tip, but came back in the first.
Now Garcia. Spinning on Renew.
It's a really good flash cut to the middle of the floor.
Minnesota up 10-7 after that bucket, but from then on, it was all Hoosiers as they led by 13 at the half. Dawson Garcia did his best to keep the Gophers in it on Big Ten Network.
He's really fast. Nice feed there, and Garcia finishes it off. Dawson Garcia now with 20 points for the seventh time this year.
22 for Garcia on the night, but Indiana with too much game both on the inside and the outside.
Here's Renew. Now Carlisle for three, and he got it.
Hoosiers take on the Gophers with ease, 82-67 the final. Minnesota now 0-2 in the Big Ten, 6-5 overall. It's a big week for the Twins. I love talking Twins baseball when it's this cold and it's about to get a lot colder. Bert Blylevin joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's in town for the Twins' annual holiday week of giving. Good morning, Bert. Thank you so much for joining us. What are you guys up to? I know it's a busy week, and you have a lot of things planned.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on, and happy holidays to all two of your listeners. I appreciate you having me on, but no, we're here for the
Hey, we have three. We got three listeners. Come on.
Oh, so you found somebody over the years.
Exactly.
But, you know, having an opportunity to be with the Twins and representing the organization and being part of the holiday week of giving is always something that I look forward to, coming up to Minneapolis in this cold weather and getting out and, you know, helping not only, you know, myself as a former player, but so many of the employees, almost all of them with the Minnesota Twins. There's about 20 of them yesterday out at Bridging, Minnesota. And we put a bunch of dressers together and just trying to give back. And that's what I think not only the Twins, but all the major organizations in the five-state area here try to do.
It's so great that you do that. And now Bridging is a wonderful organization. Today, are you actually going to be reading to some kids or is there some sort of book fair going on?
Yeah, Northrop Elementary School. Right around noontime, meet a lot of the teachers and the staff, and I get to read out loud to the first graders and kindergartners. And, you know, I was a former baseball player, not a teacher, and I think that the kindergartners should probably, you know, probably read to me.
Do you have a favorite kid's
book? I'm looking forward to that.
Do you have a favorite kid's book that you like to read to kids?
I will find out. When I get there.
good answer. I think, you know, there's so many different things that the Twins do in the community. I mean, the list is so long. And to have you come up and others come up to be a part of this is just sort of a statement of what this organization is all about.
Well, as I mentioned, Olivia, it's just giving back. You know, as a retired player, of course, you remember your playing days, but you also like to be part of the organizations you were with. And, you know, for 11 years, I wore a Twins uniform, very proud to be part of the 1987 World Series team, the first you know, Twins World Series team here. And then, of course, they won again in 91. But I think every player wants to be wants to have the opportunity to be with an organization once they retire and give back. And that's what it's all about. And like I said, not only the Twins, you know, all the organizations here, I think in Minnesota, the Vikings, you know, the Wild and Wolves, they all give back. They all try to, you know, make the community safe again.
It certainly is the case. So it was fun seeing you at spring training last year. I know that's the area that you live right now. We're looking forward to spring training again, Jimmy and I, ready to pack our bags, come down to Fort Myers. And then we're also looking forward to Twins Fest. I know all those tickets are on sale. Regular season tickets are on sale for the Twins. What do you see? Kind of give us any insight into what moves might happen before Twins Fest and spring training?
Well, you know, I mean, I follow the Twins, you know, through their website and see what, you know, there have been some front office personnel moves. And, you know, we'll find out, I think, in the winter meetings what Dick Falvey's ideas are to make this ball club even better. They had a great year last year up until about the last month or so that they kind of faltered. So they got to look at, you know, keeping guys healthy. That's the main thing. You need the Buxtons. You need the Correas. You need, you know, even Joe Ryan got hurt. And you need everybody to stay healthy throughout the summer. And I think that's what they're going to hopefully try to do. And if there are some moves, hopefully it's the best moves for the organization.
You think Correa will still be with the Twins? I know one of our listeners had a specific question about that.
You know, I wish I could say yes or no, but I'm not in that position. It's up to the organization to determine what's going to be best for the Minnesota Twins, not only in 2025, but also in the future.
Okay. And
how was that? That's
I know, I know. You danced around that really well. No, it's always good to get your insight.
Thank you very much. I'm a good dancer.
And by the way, we did get a text from a listener who said that he is listening. So we do have four listeners now. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for joining.
And one of your former teammates, I understand, in Pittsburgh, Dave Parker, got the call to the Hall. That's wonderful to hear. He must be thrilled.
You know, I'm so happy for Dave. He not only was a great player, he's a great person. And he's doing something. He's battling Parkinson's. And my dad passed of Parkinson's. He battled it for about 20 years. And I can only imagine what his wife, Kelly, you know, has to do every day to keep Dave the way he is. But he's such a motivational individual, Dave is. And he had a great career, over 2,700 hits, almost 350 home runs. And the biggest thing for Dave Parker, not only a 290 career hitter, he drove in almost 1,500 runs in his career. So a lot of players get overlooked. Dick Allen was also inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm still looking for Tommy John to be there, or Louis Tiant, former Twin, to have that opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, you'd like for people to be here when they are put in. And Dave Parker is here. Sad to say Dick Allen is not.
Okay. Well, Bert, good to talk to you. We'll look forward to seeing you at spring training. How is Fort Myers doing with all the weather they've had? Is everything going okay in some of those scenarios?
Rebuilding. A lot of people, you know, people are resilient, and no matter what you have to go through in life, you find a way to keep battling and moving forward, and that's kind of Fort Myers right now. It's growing. There's so many cars down there, and I tell you, I had an opportunity to talk to all the Minnesota Twin fans that were down in spring training last year, and I just told all of them, would you all do me a favor? Take the bus. You guys are clogging up our highways. But no way.
Oh, my goodness.
We look forward to, you know, if somebody that lives in Fort Myers now, we look forward to everybody coming down and enjoying not only the weather at that time of the year, but also supporting the Twins.
And we do love going there. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good week up here in the cold.
And again, happy holidays to all of your listeners.
Thank you so much for that. Bert Blylevin, great to talk to him. It's the Twins annual week of giving.